USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
In the headlines this hour, Tropical Storm Barry leaves behind lots and lots of water in Louisiana. Baton Rouge dealing with flooding, and now the system heading north to Arkansas.
What we're doing right now is just waiting for the storm to make its appearance in Arkansas.
David Lewis there with Entergy, the power company in Arkansas. In New York City, lights out in Midtown Manhattan for about 5 hours Saturday night because of a transformer fire. Broadway shows letting out early, and J-Lo cutting short her concert at Madison Square Garden.
Hi, guys. So we're backstage. They just told me to get off stage.
J-Lo addressing her fans on social media.
They're asking everybody to evacuate very slowly and calmly.
The blackout, remarkably, on the 42nd anniversary of the widespread New York City big blackout back in 1977. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Bank of America was recently named Best Bank for College Students by Money Magazine. With so many new and returning students preparing for the start of the school year in the weeks to come, it's critical to have the right bank account for student needs. April Schneider, Bank of America.
It's very important to build a strong financial foundation early in adulthood. At Bank of America, we're committed to helping students start off on the right foot by providing them with best-in-class products like the Advantage Safe Balance Banking Account, along with educational resources such as Better Money Habits.
Bank of America's Advantage Safe Balance Banking Account allows students to bank without the worry of overdraft fees while providing them with full mobile access to their account. Eligible students under age 24 also don't pay a monthly maintenance fee. This account was named Best Student Account by Money Magazine and is used by over 1 million clients. For more, visit bankofamerica.com. That's bankofamerica.com.
Facebook's troubles still not over with the Federal Trade Commission, USA Radio's John Hunt reports.
Facebook may be close to putting a Federal Trade Commission investigation behind it, but it faces a variety of other probes in Europe and the United States, some of which could present it with an even bigger headache. While the $5 billion fine from the FTC, which Facebook has been expecting, is by far the largest the agency has levied on a technology company, the real worry for Facebook are the other restrictions and the government oversight that might come with it. This goes for other investigations as well, which span the globe from the European Union, New York, and elsewhere. Beyond the regulatory investigations, Cowen's analyst John Blackledge notes Facebook and other big companies are now facing broader antitrust concern. Though the scope of the involvement with the FTC investigation is unclear, Facebook has confirmed that it has received questions from the FBI and the Securities and Exchange Commission over Cambridge Analytica and says it's cooperating with the inquiry.
This is USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
ICE agents reportedly ready to deport illegal aliens with criminal records today. Illegals in 10 cities targeted, including New York and Atlanta. USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports.
People come into our country illegally. We're taking them out legally. It's very simple.
President Trump says the immigration raids that are expected to be getting underway today in 10 U.S. cities are designed to target illegal immigrants who already have final deportation orders. But in Los Angeles County, California, Supervisor Hilda Solis says all illegal immigrants are afraid they're going to get caught up in the raids over the next several days.
People are petrified, and it's sad because young children that need to go to school or can get meals at summer school or whatever, they won't go.
The U.S. Coast Guard in action, USA Radio's John Clemens reports.
The heart-pounding video shows the U.S. Coast Guard service member jumping on the ship in the eastern Pacific that was traveling at an estimated 40 knots. He pounded on the hatch until one of the drug smugglers opened it. I spoke to Nathan Jones of the DEA about this drug bust on the open seas.
They're going to find any means necessary, any weak point, any chink in our armor to move these drugs into the United States. Because, again, we pay the most, and we are large consumers of this, so they're going to do whatever they can to get it in here.
The ship contained 933 pounds of illegal drugs, including cocaine, valued at $569 million.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.